Hello and welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. I am your host, Brady Fitzgerald, joined as always by my co-host.
How you guys doing?
I almost started laughing because you were doing the 1, 2, 3 with your fingers right before that we started.
Feeling a little loose tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's been a while or...
It's because it's QB tears, baby.
QB tears got me excited.
Yeah, it's QB tears.
Probably right. What?
Agenda for today, pretty simple. QB tears. All 32 quarterbacks ranked. They're tiered. They're tiered, I guess.
I have like 35. I just went off whatever the tier list gave me.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, you made your own. I should have done that. I did it at work, so they're all on paper.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Wait, did you count your guys? Because I think you forgot someone last year.
No, I got 32. I promise.
Okay.
Because
I guess we'll get to it, but there's a couple teams where we don't know.
Those I didn't care. Am I really going to...
Your team is...
Yeah, but like, am I going to rank Jacoby Brissett?
I did.
I could throw him at the bottom of the barrel if he starts.
He fits perfectly where he is.
Ass?
But... No, but I'll say it was a very accepting category.
I have a couple accepting ones. To alert the audience, I want to say I'm not as creative as last time. I don't know what was. I apologize, but I have some good tiers though. They're more analytical based. They're more serious, I guess, this time compared to last time. I think I had
minor less serious.
Good, we switched up. Love to see it. All right.
I mean, they're what I think in terms
they're
of
real. No, order. No, they're real. Yes.
To a degree.
All right. Let's get started.
Malleable list.
Tier one. I have Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. I called this tier goat track.
I called it.
And it's Patrick Mahomes.
I called it Patrick Mahomes. I said this tier. I said there's no one else on his level. There's
no, there's not. I agree.
There's no one else to his level. Yeah, and I think in more years, he's solidified himself at the top more than he has the past. And I know he won the Super Bowl last year too. So like he could have also solidified himself at the top then, but there's no one close. Like this next tier, I don't think is close.
No, I agree. I mean, I forget if you did last year. I think you did, but I had him in his own tier last year too. And it was a very similar name. It was like, I think last year was GOAT potential.
Yeah, now you're on GOAT track.
I reworded it to track.
Yeah, well, I mean, if back-to-back.
He's got 3 bowls and he's not even 30, so.
Yeah, and I mean, there's not a team in the NFL that wouldn't trade their quarterback on this list for Patrick Mahomes and attach a first-round pick. So. I think every GM would attach like 100. So
maybe the next like 3 drafts.
Like if you're the Ravens and the Chiefs call you and they go, hey, we'll give you Mahomes, Lamar, but we want 2 first round picks. I think the Ravens are like, yeah, screw you, Lamar. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
Mahomes, we don't like, he just solves so many problems that other quarterbacks don't have. They don't have the limitations, or he doesn't have the limitations like other quarterbacks.
All right, no, he's an alien, and like anyone who argues differently than what we have here, it's like
you're Ravens or you're a Bills fan. That's the argument. You're Ravens or you're
Bengals.
Bills fan, or a Bengals fan.
Yeah,
that they're all right. We'll get to that. They're running low, but they'll get to that. All right, next tier. Then you go. You probably have smaller tiers than I do, so you go first.
I also have only one person in this tier.
Oh, okay. So you did this way. Joe Cool. All right. I wanted to do this.
I don't think anyone is on his level. I don't think anyone's.
You don't think Allen can be on his level?
Mahomes, I don't think so. Allen doesn't have the dog that he has.
Just the mentality.
Like pure talent wise, this is a holistic coach.
Yeah. We're looking at the whole player here.
And, like, I've watched Joe Burrow go to a Super Bowl. I've watched him win in Kansas City. I've watched him go to an AFC Championship. I haven't seen Josh Allen do any of those things.
I've seen Joe beat Josh Allen.
Yeah, time and time again.
All right, then I'm going to... Oh, man, I kind of want to take your thing and take a, I guess it doesn't matter. We're not posting these anywhere.
You can put them there. Yeah, do whatever you want. I thought we do post them.
Oh yeah, we made them. I'll make mine then and post them. Okay. All right. I like that tier. Like, I think I'm going to steal it. I think I'm going to move Joe Burrow up. Like, you're talking
regardless of tiers, is he number two for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was, so when I came into this, you, but that was because of your conversation. And I hate to, like, I'm not trying to, I would stay in my ground normally, but, like, you completely convinced me because what I'm basing with Lamar and Allen, which are the next people that would be ranked here at two, I'm presuming, you, like, that's who I had, one of these two guys at two. And they just, we were looking at potential here, like what they could potentially do this next year with the new upcoming team. And they have to keep getting re-roster builds. And I know Joe Burrow throws to really good wide receivers, but that's not his fault. He throws the really good ball when he throws to bad wide receivers too. I'd agree. I was worried about the injury, the wrist injury,
and that's a fair argument that he's gotten. He tore an ACL. He's out over half that year.
Yep.
He had two injuries this year, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he hurt his.
He banged up at the start of the year, and yep. when he was like finally back, then he got hurt against the Ravens and was done for the year. So that's fair. Like I'll accept that argument. But like if you're
100% healthy for a playoff run. Yeah, you want Burrow second.
Right. Yeah.
And I think the key thing, too, if you're taking a base team of mediocre players and you're sticking this guy in, that's right. The difference we're talking about. Yeah, that's the difference we're talking about here. We're not talking about their teams or anything like that. All right. I like that. I'm taking the Burrow tier two. And then I'm gonna take this tier three. And I called it one last step. And it's Allen and it's Lamar Jackson. They've done everything in the regular season. They've proven that they're a good quarterback time and time again. They're on this list because, like, and normally, especially me, like a hater of these two guys, where I would try to find anyone to put over these guys, but you can't. You can't look down and say that with a straight face that anyone else on this list is better than. It needs to be the top four need to be Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar in some order. That needs to be it. There's no other
argument. I agree. Yep. And my next tier, which the tier name looks down on them, so you just have to remember that they're
tier three.
Three, four, and five.
Yeah.
But it's tier three is win a Super Bowl, or I'm going to keep saying you can't. And that's
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. That's a great name.
I'm having second thoughts about this because I put Hurts in here.
Ooh.
But I don't. I'm not married to it. Like, I don't. I would rather see him below my next two guys. I just, the name fits so well. And I don't have. I think I have a spot where I can bump him down to that I'm going to heavily consider.
Okay, let's.
We can stay on Allen and Lamar for now. You're right. Like, everything you said is correct. They have done everything in the regular season. Like, if you could give me one of those guys as a franchise quarterback, there's no doubt in my mind I'm taking them in a heartbeat. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you know, he hasn't won in the playoffs yet. Like, I'm taking them immediately.
Yeah.
And obviously that's coming from someone who hasn't had a franchise quarterback their whole life. But I think most NFL fans, at least non-delusional ones, would agree with that. There's very few guys that you can say that for, where there's, like, no questions asked, pay them all the money, I want them on my team.
When doing the top four, it kind of shocked me that we got to Joe Burrow so fast.
Really? Why?
Like, I think it's a good sign. Like, it's a sign of the changing of the guard. But it's like, it's finally happening in my mind. Where it's like, there's
that
no...
That Allen isn't...
No, and it's like, there's...
You, like, talk about him.
No. I'm saying, like, the changing of the guard as in... All the old veteran guys, like Rodgers isn't up being up here in conversation.
Oh, anymore. Yeah, yeah.
There's no Brady anymore. Gotcha. There's no, like, Stafford's not being up there. It also seems like the scrubs are being pushed down Russ. Too. Like, nobody's throwing Dak up there anymore. Nobody's throwing Herbert up there anymore. Nobody dares to throw Hurts. So it's, I mean, I guess you did, but It's interesting.
I got carried away with the name. I have a category for him.
You're moving. He's getting moved. Yeah. But I just thought it was interesting, like that, where it's the 2019 draft class, baby. It's 2019 draft class, and it's Mahomes, and it's, you know. All right. Anyways, my next tier. Where'd we leave off? We left off at Allen, Jack, Jackson.
Yep. Right.
Next tier. They are peaked. They are at their peaked performance, but they are still high caliber starters. Could have found a catchier name for that. Basically, you sucked all the milk dry of the cow. You're getting the leftover. You're left with the cow.
Got it. Okay.
And it's Rodgers, Stafford, Cousins, and Dak.
Ooh. Okay. I have those guys in three different categories.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. Well, I'm just going to get right into mine because they couldn't be more opposite. Okay. My next tier is can do no wrong as of now. And that's CJ Stroud and Jordan Love.
Okay. Yeah.
So I went younger.
I took the veteran route and said, we've seen many years of these guys, high performance, a couple MVPs with Rodgers, you know, a Super Bowl with Stafford and Rodgers. Kirk's been, you know, highest paid player of all time. Dak is Dak. And all these guys, I just don't think you're never getting a better season than you did last year. Even that, like these guys, you're not getting a better season than you did last year. But they are a high caliber quarterback that if a correct team is built around them, could possibly contend for a championship.
Yeah, I don't hate that. Wait, so it's Rodgers, Dak, Stafford.
And Cousins.
Cousins.
Cousins scares me with the ACL.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of variation. Well, what about Rodgers with the Achilles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I mean, they all have similar issues. Like, Stafford's been hurt. Dak is the only one that, like, doesn't really fit in there.
So, Dak fits in here because if you look at his stats last year, he's just not going to get better than last year. It is not.
No, I agree with that. He's not going to.
No, but you're like, right. He's not brittle. He's not old.
I guess when you think about like the. Yeah, right. But yes, that is true. He is what he is. That could be a category in and of itself, as they are what they are.
Oh, yeah.
But then, like, I don't know if I'm putting Rodgers and Stafford. Like, I don't know what I'm going to get from Rodgers this year.
Yeah, but if you. Okay. But if you take four playoff games with a mediocre team, you're taking CJ Stroud this year over Stafford?
Good question.
Look at this flip on Stafford. The Stafford people at home are like, man, Brady really.
I mean, you were the one who.
That's what I'm saying. I'm doing the 180.
That's a tough one, actually.
Right.
I think I might take Stafford.
Right.
Well, I don't know, because I like Stroud has so much room. This am I getting like? You mean like today the playoff start?
You're getting four games. You're getting a Super Bowl run.
Like right now.
You're getting a Super Bowl run. Right now. Super Bowl's in 4 weeks.
A mediocre
wild
team.
Card. You get a mediocre team. Brandon Cooks is wide receiver one.
I get the Vikings. How about that?
Yeah, but no Justin Jefferson.
What? Justin Jefferson also gets in trouble for a DUI.
Yes.
I mean, Stafford's done it before.
That's what I'm saying.
I think Stroud is better.
I do. Okay. Like, if you're making
it's tough in that, like, when we're comparing two guys, it's like in a situation like this.
If you're building a franchise, you want Stroud. If you're trying to win the Super Bowl, you want Stafford, I think.
You might be right.
I don't know. This, I think.
It's such a broad, it's just like the prompt is QB tiers.
Yeah.
So. It's open to interpretation.
Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah,
I'm not saying
he'll take Stroud.
I mean, and I think there's an argument for it. Like, there's an argument, like the way he played in
that
the divisional.
Rams team was loaded.
What else he doing? What he do in Detroit?
It Tell was.
That's what I want to know.
One playoff game.
But the it's a tough scenario where for what we're for whatever, like, I guess you could bend it to however you want. I guess so you, when you say it's open to interpretation. I do like you going younger. I put some of the young guys, maybe it's there just too much. Like, I think I jumbled too many guys together when doing this, but I have, I gotta split this up. Okay. I'm splitting this up for, no, I'm gonna keep them all together. Sorry. It's how it works. Stroud, Herbert, Trevor, Hurts, Love, Murray, and Caleb Williams. I'm taking out Caleb Williams out of that one. That one, he's not in that one. But Stroud, Herbert, Trevor, Hurts, Love, Murray.
Okay. See, the only issue I have with that tier is there's guys on significantly different trajectories.
Like?
So, like, Hurts is flatlined.
Mm-hmm.
At best. Murray, downfall, but, like, we don't know, could come back.
Okay.
Love and Stroud, obviously trending upwards.
Uh-huh.
Herbert, flatline.
So, you want to know the name of this tier?
Sure.
This is the show me something tier.
Yep, okay.
This is the show me something tier. I need answers from these guys. Definitive. Jordan Love. Let's run through it. Jordan Love, first season as a starter, great. Show me again. Show me something.
Right. Stroud, same way.
Trevor Lawrence had a good first year. On the right trajectory. This is the make or break. Had a rough year. Show me something.
Yep. Signed the big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Same with Herbert. This is, we've been doing this pussyfooting around with, am I allowed to say that? I don't know if you're allowed to say that. I think
I don't know. Is it public?
It doesn't matter. People talk about, is he an elite quarterback? Is he not? He's been in this tier rankings as a top four quarterback for like the past 4 years, all based off of the way he throws the football. Show me something.
It's in Merriam-Webster.
All right, then we're good.
I think you're good.
We're straight. He needs to show me something there. He needs to prove me something. He needs to win me some games. And I guess where Hurts falls in is I saw you could go to the Super Bowl. Show me you can win some games again. Show me you can do it again. Show me you can look like a competent quarterback again. As the quarterback, though, not as a runner.
Okay. I like that. Because you're wrapping a bunch of guys into this one tier, but they have different questions to answer.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. Because it was – and the way I like tiers is you can kind of put the guys – like, of course, within the tiers, there's the rankings. But you can kind of throw the guys in and out of the tiers. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you can make an argument, and I can leave the argument convinced for CJ Stroud or for Herbert based on the guy arguing the argument. You know what I'm saying? You can get a good point for CJ Stroud, or you can get a good point for putting Herbert over it. Same with maybe not Love, but Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, they're definitely not entertained. Like, Trevor Lawrence cannot be ahead of either of those guys.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm down on Trevor Lawrence. I've been pretty low.
I can tell.
Spoilers, but
I moved Caleb Williams out of this because I said it out loud, and he's just not tier wise. He's not. It can't look like that.
Well, but every rookie has to show you something.
Well, and what I wanted him to show me is that all the talk that we spent on you was worth it.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
And I guess, but it's like, I guess he had just, like, I wanted to emphasize that he had a little more pressure than the rest of the QBs, the rookie QBs. That's what I'm trying to
emphasize. You think he has more pressure than Hurts?
No, rookie QBs.
Oh, rookie QBs. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to try to emphasize there. Yeah. But I moved him down, okay. So we're moving him.
I can live with that. I just don't, that tier has levels for me, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's not one big tier. I understand why it is, but
okay, all right, yeah. Remember when I was trying to split it up earlier? I was trying to sub tier it like you're talking about, and it wasn't gonna work.
Yeah.
Live on the pod, it wasn't gonna work.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not dead set on these tiers.
Oh yeah, we can nitpick it
through deliberation. I might have to move some guys.
That's what the pod's for. The final draft. The final draft is the Instagram
open forum.
Yeah. This is the draft.
All right. My next tier, my last one was CJ Stroud and Jordan Love. My next one is the non-dramatic vets, and that's Goff, Stafford, Dak, Herbert, and Tua.
Interesting.
So these are guys that have been around for a little while, some longer than others. Like, obviously, Stafford's been around forever. They've all been in the league for at least 4 years at this point, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No issues off the field. You know, lunch pail guys. But they're vets.
Yeah.
They're nothing flashy, nothing special. They're going to win you football games. Not going to carry you to a Super Bowl. But they are professional QBs.
So you're done on Herbert. Herbert's
on there.
Yeah, but he's just going to be solid. There's no greatness to Herbert. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking.
Not right now.
No, I think.
I don't think so.
See, like, I need to be a tape film. That's what I should have done today. Just grinded out tape. But.
So. What I could do here. I was thinking Hurts could go here. Because I don't like him up with those other guys. I could throw Herbert. Herbert was tough because I was going to put him in. Can do no wrong, but I think we're trending away from that point.
Finally.
So he could also go in the win a Super Bowl tier, but the Chargers just aren't there yet.
No, yeah, they're like, not they have, like they due.
Playoff.
Yeah, they're not due.
So I don't know where to. That's my issue.
Herbert is one of the weirdest quarterbacks to rank here. It was one of my hardest ones to rank.
He's weird.
Because. Everyone
we talked about him like Allen and Burrow probably a year ago.
But yeah, last year he was up in those conversations and he had a mediocre 2022 season, a rough 2023 season, new head coach. Everyone thinks they're just going to run the football every game. I don't know if that's how it's going to be, but, you know, John Harbaugh. And I have no idea where to put him. Because he didn't play well last year. He wasn't reliable. He's never healthy. But he seems like he's really smart. He seems like he can make incredible throws. So I don't know what to do with him. And I don't want to not give up on him just because he has a cool name like Justin Herbert. You know?
I mean, it's that cool of a name.
I don't know. Was it just like...
I feel like I could just forget about him this year.
Well, yeah, it's the Chargers.
If they go 7-10 again,
yeah, no, you have a good point. He'll just fade out into existence and end up being like Philip Rivers. No, you're right. He's gonna end up like Philip Rivers.
Oh yeah, because that's the tier. He should be Philip Rivers.
All right, he gets his own tier.
There could be another Philip Rivers.
He is him.
Philip Rivers.
That could be Philip Rivers. But like people are gonna, you know, there's someone in the corner of the internet that's like, Herbert is the GOAT. Like Herbert's gonna, and like that's how people were for Rivers.
Philip Rivers same way, yeah.
So I think Herbert is solidified. I think we need to make him a tier of his own.
Okay.
And I think he just needs to be Philip Rivers.
I just don't want to get to the point where we're making like six different guys.
No, I don't think we do. Because I think Herbert's one of the at least one of the last ones left that are like, he's one of the hardest ones to rank.
He's very difficult. Tua is also difficult. Let's talk about Tua.
All right, let me do my tier with Tua. Let me do my tier with Tua.
I don't know if Tua deserves to be up here.
You want to hear my tier with Tua?
Shoot.
These are called the interchangeables. Tua, Purdy, and Goff.
Really franchise.
They are the interchangeables.
That's it? You only have three interchangeables?
There's two tiers of interchangeables. there's a high level of interchangeables, and then there's a mid-level of interchangeables.
Got it. Okay. I guess you did rip off a bunch of guys that I have still to go. Okay, Purdy, Tua, Goff. Yeah, I can see that.
It's
like if you put them on the 49ers, they're going to go to a Super Bowl. But
that's the conversation. Else, right? Yeah, that's the conversation with all three of these guys. That's
what interchangeable is.
Yes. So, and well, it should be interchangeable, dot, dot, 49ers could win the Super Bowl. Because the next interchangeable tier, if they were on the 49ers, I don't think they could win the Super Bowl. But these guys. 49ers.
They should be the tier names. Could win 49ers Super Bowl.
Can't win. Could not win 49ers. Just two tiers. Can win on the 49ers.
You know what would be a very interesting visual is if we ranked the teams. This is a side tangent. Rank the teams like horizontally, like a histogram almost, just without the bars, like power ranks, and then fill them up with the quarterbacks as to show, like, this quarterback could win the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
For this team and anyone better.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting exercise.
That'd be sick. That would be fun. That would be fun. I'm already mapping it.
I don't know if we could discuss about it, but...
No, we'd have to have a whiteboard behind us. It'd be
great visuals.
If we did it with a whiteboard behind us, we could do it. That's a great idea. Bookmark that for some rainy day.
Got it, yeah.
All right. So, Tua, he's just mediocre, man. He's just a left-handed mediocre quarterback.
Yeah, he's not special.
No. I don't think he's special. I don't think Purdy's special. I don't think Goff's special. I think they're good at football. I think they're great at football. But I don't think they're special. Like, what's their quality?
No, I don't think so.
Like, when you think of those guys, what's their quality? They make smart decisions. I mean, they stay in the
Goff. Yeah, Goff's a really good game manager.
That's what I'm saying. All three of them.
Tua's
a good manager. Isn't that his whole thing?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I don't hate this list. I'm taking Goff over Tua any day. No?
Yeah. I think Goff's smarter than Tua.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think he's smarter than
Tua. Say we have the ball, we're up three and drain the clock, but we're not allowed to run the ball.
Yeah, I'm
taking Goff.
Yeah, Tua's.
Because the backbreaking interception is something I'm worried about.
Well, when he's throwing some hospital bars to someone, Jalen Waddle's getting killed.
Whack.
All right, what do you got next? Enough on Tua.
My next one is, last one was non-dramatic vets. These are the dramatic vets. That's Rodgers, Kyler, and Baker.
I don't like
Baker being this high.
It's such an interesting tier.
It is interesting. It's a hodgepodge.
It's not a bad tier.
But
they're definitely dramatic.
Like Rodgers, I don't even have to explain.
No.
Kyler, the contract thing, the Call of Duty, the like study hours. There's a lot there.
Yeah.
And then add in being hurt and then tanking. Like, we don't know what we're going to see at him.
Mm.
And then Baker's always been not a drama queen, but
he's a little diva.
He likes the spotlight. He yells.
I think he likes to be a little diva, right?
Grabs nuts.
Yeah, it's part of his thing.
He's a tough one to rank, though. I don't love him.
See, I didn't find him that hard.
Is he an ass for you?
No, he's not an ass. He was an ass last year. Wasn't he? I feel like he was an ass last year. I thought I had the Bucks.
Number one pick.
Yeah.
And it was him and...
Yeah. Trask, I think. We didn't even know if he was going to start.
Yes, right. We thought the bug. Yeah. Apologies. Yeah. He could be interchangeable.
Perfect transition.
Oh, okay.
So the mid tier of interchangeables goes Russ, Baker, Geno, and he who shall not be named.
He should not be named. Watson?
Yeah.
I thought it was Carr for a second, but I was like, I know where Carr is.
No, Carr cemented.
Okay, wait, sorry, I got to check there. Baker, Geno,
Russ, Watson.
Russ. Okay.
They're not going to lose you games.
There's a lot there.
They're not going to win you games. They're going to have some sporadic moments, but they're going to be pretty safe throughout. Watson might not be the safe one, though. I think he's pretty sporadic.
Geno, I don't think is the safe one either.
Oh, Geno's pretty Baker. Safe.
I don't think any of these guys are safe.
All right, then it's a perfect tier. They're a little, they're like, nah, they're all like fake safe then. They're like,
they make you uncomfortable.
Oh, well, yeah. One of them definitely makes you very uncomfortable.
In many ways. Yeah, Russell Wilson.
That guy's cringe. But they actually, that's a good point. Then you're giving me points here. So you have them.
Yeah,
for like,
I know.
But I'm saying you have four downs right in a drive. For three down for two downs, you're all right. They're gonna either hand off the ball. They're gonna throw a little short pass. That third down, God knows what they're going to do, and you just got to hope and pray that they make the right. That's why they're not that is why they are not interchangeable on the 49ers level.
Yeah, too much.
Too much randomness.
The word.
Variety.
Yeah.
Variety?
Variety?
Yeah, I said variety.
What's the word am I looking for? Volatility.
There you go. Nice. That's the one. Nice. Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, the standard deviation is just not good enough for this one. It's not safe enough. There's a lot of risk here. Your right tail it's crazy. Wentz would have been here.
Not a dull moment. No, Wentz.
Okay, prime Wentz. Prime Wentz would have been there.
Excellent.
Prime Wentz.
Prime Wentz might be, can't do no wrong. There's a lot of Wentzes.
That's true. Middling Wentz.
Every year of Wentz is a different
guy. that's a great point. That's a great point.
Honestly.
I miss him.
What do you think he's up to? You think
he's on the Chiefs.
In, like, North Dakota hunting? Is he actually?
Yeah, he's on the Chiefs.
That's freaking hilarious.
He's going to win a Super Bowl next year.
It'll be
another one. Another one.
He doesn't play a snap in the playoffs.
Oh, man. All right, what else? Where did we leave off? Yeah, the mid-interchangeables. That's where we left off. I think that's a pretty solid category. Like, these guys, you're hoping they don't you're hoping they don't lose you the game. That is what this is, that you're hoping they don't lose you the game.
Yep, okay. That's fair. All right, my next one, I have one of those guys in there. This is my Kirk Cousins tier.
Nice.
And looking at it, there's something interesting about this tier, but it's Watson, Lawrence, Purdy, and Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins might have outgrown the Kirk Cousins tier.
I think so.
I kind of want to flip him with Tua and put Tua in Kirk Cousins.
That's a good idea. I think you should do it. I think Kirk Cousins has graduated the Kirk Cousins gear.
Yeah.
Is
it just the contract? Or is like, he's playing so well last season before he got hurt. We left on this high note and we didn't get to see what happened at the end of the season. That might be what it is.
It's because
nothing's really changed.
No, it's because we drank the Kool-Aid. We all drank the Kool-Aid. It's the Kirk Cousins Kool-Aid. And his injury is a little concerning, but part of me is just kinda like, nah, we'll be fine.
He's still Kirk Cousins. Sorry.
What does it why does he even need an Achilles? Be all right. And I think he has. And I think it's because I don't know why it is. He's putting up the same stats that he always does. maybe we're fooling ourselves. Maybe he should just be in the Kirk Cousins.
He might be.
But I think it's because he's on a shiny new team.
I think Tua belongs to that team. I think so. Kirk Cousins. The injury is the big thing for me.
Yeah, we didn't see him last year.
As soon as he got hurt, everybody was like, oh, he was having the best year of his career. Like, could have won the MVP. And that's where we left off. And we didn't watch him play football. It's like in the draft.
Yeah, it's what's...
And these guys, they're done their season in December, and we have 4 months to, like, think about them.
Yeah, we had a whole year to think about Kirk. And then he signed the massive deal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think...
We're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Let's not get too excited.
We're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Purdy is the next coming.
He's the next Kirk.
He is, like, carrying the torch. Yeah.
He's leading the charge. It's already becoming a Purdy tier. Like, it's morphing.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Trevor, I don't know. Trevor's too volatile, maybe, to be in this tier. I might need to reorg this one.
How low are you gonna put Trevor?
Wait, he's in this tier.
Yeah, I know, but like you were talking about moving him down.
No, not down. Just I might just have to rework them. I could see Baker, Trevor, and Watson in a tier. Volatility.
Yeah. That's that. Yeah, he could fit. He could fit. But I don't. No, I think he's better than Baker. He's got to be better than Baker.
I think he is. I think Watson's better than Baker.
I think Trevor had a rough year, and I think a lot of his. I think his wide receivers dropped a lot of balls. I'm gonna give him some slack here.
We'll have to pour into the advanced numbers. Let's see.
That's true. Let me look at drop rate. All right, what's his drop rate at? 25 passes dropped, number 5 in the league.
Okay. Who's top 4?
I don't know.
Let's not cut him too many excuses, depending on who we got up here.
All right, give me a sec. I gotta roll up to Reddit.
Wouldn't be shocked if Lamar was on there.
No, I wouldn't be shocked either. Let's keep talking while I'm trying to find this, though.
Who else drops a lot of balls? Thank you.
All right, what we got here? I got it. Deep ball passes.
Herbert, maybe?
Drops, here we go. Led the R? League.
R might be up there.
Oh. It's... Okay, Mahomes is number 1. Dak... This is all Fantasy Pros. The Google was lying to me. Where is Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence is
He's 11. Teams with most drops.
The quarterback drop, according to Fantasy Pros, the quarterback drops. Trevor Lawrence is 8th. Number 1's Mahomes, and Dak, and Goff, and Stafford, Allen, Jordan Love, Gardner Minshew. Sam Howell, Tua, Baker.
Got it.
All right, we're getting in the weeds here. We gotta keep this moving. Yeah, we're getting in the weeds. I think we should give some more hope to Trevor. We can't bury him down by Baker.
Okay, that's I'm being too harsh. That's
I think
fair.
You are. I think I'm gonna have to put that in there. Step in for Trev. Just had a kid too. The baby bump.
Dared a bat for him.
Baby bump always helps.
He? That's big.
Yeah, it is huge.
What does their offense look like this year? What'd they do?
They got Gabe Davis. They
lost Ridley.
Don't like. They got Gabe Davis. I don't think they got really anything else. Yeah, that is rough.
See, that concerns me.
That
and
does
like
concern
I can't
me.
This is quarterback.
They
tier.
Drafted they drafted a wide
offense
receiver.
Offense tier.
Didn't they draft a wide receiver in like the first round? Yeah, Brian Thomas. Brian Thomas Jr. They have Evan Ingram. They still have Travis Etienne, Christian Kirk. I mean,
right, they have some weapons.
Pretty mediocre. No, they're pretty mediocre. But give him Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and it's a different story. Let's play that. We want to do that. Give him Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and that's a completely different story.
Okay. Could the just may have the Bucks be the standard?
They're the standard wide receiver
to
offense.
To evaluate. Well, they're better than the standard, but like we're giving Baker props, and then you look at Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and you're like,
that's actually funny because it's like it could be a good baseline as you're saying because Baker is such a mid quarterback. So it's like, I mean, if he's like he's doing pretty well with them, imagine if this quarterback had these guys.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's keep a move on. So you had, what was that? Can you name that tier again before we move on?
That was Kirk Cousins, and it was Watson, Trevor, Purdy, Kirk Cousins.
Okay, I will take Trevor in the Kirk Cousins range because he can break free from the Kirk Cousins range.
Mm-hmm.
He can surpass that. So I like that. I like that. All right, we're getting to the high upside young players now. So,
okay.
Jane Daniels, Drake May, Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, and I put J.J. McCarthy in here. I don't even know if he's going to play.
Did you forget that you put Caleb Williams out?
I'll put Caleb Williams there.
Okay.
Good call.
So you had...
I basically had all the rookies besides one of them.
Young, Richardson, Daniels, May, Caleb.
Yeah. And JJ.
Okay.
But if he starts.
And JJ. Got it. Oh, besides one of them. I wonder who it is. Is he already an ass? He hasn't even played a game.
We're not. I'm not to the ass category yet.
Okay. I see. There's a lot there. I don't know if I can throw all those guys in together. Like, I don't know if J.J. McCarthy and Anthony Richardson could be in the same category.
That's a good point. For me. I think J.J. was hard to fit.
But I get, like,
I didn't know where to put J.J. That's, all right, let's talk about where to put J.J. then, out of this group. Because it can't be with this group, I agree. Because I think he's worse than all these guys. But I don't think he deserves to be in my next tier.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm making a new tier. When there's a new tier,
I have a tier that's perfect for him. But we're, like, two away. Actually, three away.
Okay, I have a new tier. And J.J. McCarthy is out of the young and promising.
Okay. Are you reworking other tiers, or is it just his tier?
No, I moved someone else.
Got it. Okay. All
right. So let's talk about the young and prosperous. Bryce Young, let's not give up. I'm gonna throw a flag out.
I agree.
I think I've seen a lot of hate, and it's easy to hate. There's a lot to hate on, but the team was very bad, and the team did upgrade significantly on the offensive line. So, for that, I will give him another chance.
I'm not to bury him yet. But the team is not much better.
I do think, though,
they're still going to suck.
Any sort of, like, scramble-ish ability he might have possibly been able to have, I think we should just throw it out the window. And, like, even, like, pocket moving. Like, I don't even think he can. He has nice footwork, but, like, I don't think he needs. Like, he's not going to be like Russell Wilson, I don't think, running out of the pocket. But I think he'll be all right.
That's quite the indictment. Do you think he can be a successful NFL quarterback without moving?
I don't know. Okay. Maybe I just don't want to see him move because I didn't want to see him get tackled.
Yeah. He's just so little.
I know. I saw him at a Hornets game, and I'm telling you, he's a small man. And to respect all short kings out there, he can't be playing like Russell Wilson. Like, he can't get...
I know.
He can't get nailed at all. He can't play like, I don't know. They're gonna have to. He's the lowest of this tier, even compared to the rookies, because we saw a lot of bad negatives, and it's gonna take a lot to fix him. And I hope he does. I hope he does.
It's a shame.
It is a shame because he was so coveted, for so long. It felt like Bryce Young, and. He. I think, like, what I have hope with him is I think he has the capability to be special at some point. But he has to take a lot.
I'm just worried that they already
ruined him. Yeah, that he's already cooked.
Yeah. The NFL, like, being a quarterback in the NFL is so situational.
And they need to, I don't know what his PR team's looking like, but they need to make sure they block out all the noise. Because he's not going to look spectacular this year. I hope he looks better, but he's not going to look spectacular. So he needs to make sure he blocks out all the noise. He has the most riding on him this season. Yeah, he is the most riding this season. Out of these guys.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's not even close. Like, Anthony Richardson played 4 games and he looked amazing and then he got injured. And the other guys haven't played at all. So he's, of course, his timetable is shorter. But I think
the most tape.
Yeah.
It's bad.
So out of this tier, the tier I named, Bryce, Daniels, May, Anthony Richardson, Caleb Williams. Actually, I'm going to keep Caleb Williams out for this question I'm about to ask you. Out of those guys, which guy could get into our top 5 within 5 years?
Well, that puts me in a tough spot.
Oh, yeah, you have Daniels. Daniels for you, and I'll take out May. Bryce, Richardson, May for you, and then put, I guess, Williams. We'll put Caleb Williams.
I mean, Caleb's the easy answer.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to
say. I'm high on Richardson. I like Richardson a lot.
I am painstakingly high. I don't know if
he's
going
to be able to stay healthy, though.
I am painstakingly high on Anthony Richardson.
You grabbed him early in the draft.
Well, yeah, I got him like 3rd overall in the fan, in the dynasty draft that I had. But I love that guy, and he could just be another Josh, like just the fascination of another Josh Allen is all I want. Like almost a bigger one and even more of a tank.
I pray that he stays healthy. Cuz he seems like he's got to be less reckless.
Yeah. That's what I love about him, though.
I didn't know he's 245.
I know. He's such a tank, dude. He's built like a running back.
Like, not enough people have talked about him. He's basically his rookie year.
He looked awesome
a couple of games last year.
I hope our fantasy draft isn't listening, because I might have to get him in, like, the 3rd round. All right. Let's keep going, then. Dude, how many tiers you got left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Holy crap, Chris. We got like 7 guys left.
Well, I have...
All right, then run through two. Run through two. At least one tier right now.
I have Electric Factory, which is Anthony Richardson, Jane Daniels, Caleb Williams.
Love it. Love it.
Electric.
No. Hopefully. Yeah, love it.
And then my favorite tier, well, not my favorite tier, my second favorite tier, maybe. I have the Island of Misfit Toys. And that's Gardner Minshew.
Nice.
Aiden O'Connell, Will Levis, Geno Smith, and Jacoby Brissett.
Okay.
Just kind of threw them all in one category.
Yeah, it's kind of like a do what you will with this. Like
Gardner Minshew and Geno Smith are like the misfit toys of misfit toys.
But isn't Geno better?
Those guys are... I don't know if he
I
is
think that Geno's much better. Better. Follow the money.
Everyone gets money.
Gardner Minshew didn't get money.
I mean, the guys in ass have money.
Okay, yeah, but I'm saying but if we're looking at the two guys in the same category, Gardner Minshew didn't get paid like Geno Smith.
That's fair, but I have Gardner Minshew above other guys who got paid.
Okay, but are they worse than Geno
Smith?
See
what I mean?
Are they worse than Geno Smith, though? Like, I'm saying Geno Smith is better. Worse than Geno Smith. Yeah, so they should, like, I don't know. I think.
I'm missing the point, maybe.
I think the point. Okay, I can see.
Contract is not a barometer to judge.
I know.
Like,
Trevor
Lawrence is the highest paid quarterback in the league, isn't he?
If he's the newest, maybe, possibly. Yes, I know what you're saying. But I guess what I'm saying is two guys.
I wanted to put Geno and Kirk Cousins, but he's too Geno.
So, wait, okay. But this is what I'm trying to say. Geno and Minshew were free agents at the same time, though. Right? Last year? Yeah. Last year, were they not free agents at the same time?
No, Geno had an extension.
So he got the extension. But, all right. I'm just saying Minshew's not getting that extension.
I know he's not. That's my point, is that I don't really care that much about that.
Okay, yes, I get that you don't. Okay.
Again, this is a humble jumble category.
I see that.
This is not like it's the island not conforming to anything here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Will Levis, big time misfit toy.
Oh, he's a huge time misfit toy. Yeah, that definitely.
Jacoby Brissett, this is like his 16. If you count the Patriots as two.
Yeah.
Like this is where Fitzpatrick would be. AOC.
Yeah, it's just like a stopgap.
You know I'm high on AOC.
Yeah, you love AOC.
Yeah, right.
Not
down to AOC.
Alright, okay. I like it. I was just a little confused.
That's okay.
I was a little
confused. Like
I know, I was just a little confused. It's just it's the Geno. It's the Geno in it.
Yeah, you went to
I think he's being Geno. I think he's being a little disrespected. That's a bit it.
Yeah.
Alright.
I think that's a good Seahawks team and
that's a fair point.
I think they're being held back.
What does Gardner Minshew have if he has DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett?
Yeah, I think they're in the same spot.
All right. I'll take it. This one is the tier I just made on the fly. And it's, I just put, I could see it working. I could see it working and I could see it completely failing. And it's Will Levis and JJ McCarthy.
I thought Justin Fields would be the poster boy of that category.
Justin Fields would be a great fit for this. I mean, we can put him on there if we want to. Let's put him on there.
No, you didn't rank him.
No, I didn't have him.
Okay. See, that's a whole tier right there.
You have a Justin Fields tier.
I have Get a Grip Pittsburgh.
Nice. All right, so I'll put Justin Fields in there too. So I can see it working. I can see it not. Will Levis, and the only reason why you could see it working is because of that first game. I looked at his stats and I was like, that guy
what
had
about
one
the Miami
good game.
Game.
Oh, the Miami game when yeah. Great point.
That was sick.
Yeah, that was cool. But every other moment you're like, he's cool.
Yeah, but because it's Tennessee, you just kind of ignored it.
Exactly. So
and the one game he was on national TV, they delivered.
And if he's on Tennessee for the next 10 years and I never hear about him, that would make perfect sense. If he is not the quarterback on Tennessee in 2 years, next year, I wouldn't be surprised. It can go either way. JJ McCarthy is kind of like, I can see him. Yeah, I guess like I can see him be good. And I can see where the Zach Wilson can come in.
Yeah, he's kind of like, it's like Zach Wilson to Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he fall on that, that curve?
Mm-hmm. All right. I think we solved that one. It's a good tier.
Wait, so this was Levis, McCarthy, and Fields?
Yeah.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Sweet. All right.
Fields has shown more, obviously, but...
Yes.
The situation he's in is...
One in a million.
It's one in a million.
All right, I got one tier left, so you rattle off
one more. This is, I got two left. The one that I had before ass is strapping young men.
Okay.
And that's Bo Nix, JJ McCarthy, Nick May, and Bryce Young.
That's mean.
I don't know.
Nick May is far better than a striping young man.
Come on. Hasn't played a game yet.
And he's not been there for a while.
Well,
he's electric.
Daniels can run a little bit.
May can run.
He's going to start the first game.
Yeah.
May's not starting the first game.
Well, May's not 24.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not saying that he's worse than Daniels because he's not starting. I'm
saying he's worse than Gardner.
It's just more wrong.
All right, I mean, I'll take it. No, that's not true. That's not true.
You're making fun of him for being
poor. That's not true. It's not what? I didn't make fun.
You said he didn't get it. You said he's not getting that money.
I know because he didn't get the money. No, it's not what I said. He has more money than I could possibly imagine. All right. I'll take it.
This is not a dig on.
No, I know. I know. I got it. I was just getting a little
part. And it just so happens that they all are handsome men.
I just gotta get up to bat early, you know? It's gonna be a long season.
That's fair.
All right. It's time for ass.
Yep.
The ass contenders.
You have two of the same. I knew that.
For this year. There are some veterans on the team. There are some newbies, some rookies even. And the list goes as follows. AOC and Minshew. Stick them together. Stick them together.
Stuck them together, too. I honestly forgot they were on the same team until about 5 minutes ago. I was like, wait, who does Minshew even play for?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Starter. That team. So he might just be taken off the list.
And a new member. Yeah. He probably shouldn't have been a new member. But Daniel Jones, welcome to the ass. Welcome to the ass. Straight up. Okay, go ahead.
Before you continue.
No, yeah, let's do it one by one. Let's do it one by one.
Daniel Jones had the reverse Kirk Cousins effect.
Yeah.
Because he played horrible and then got hurt for the whole year. And now everyone thinks he's way worse than we did at the start of last season. Yeah. It's literally the opposite effect.
Yep. And it's funny because can't you see him like having a decent season?
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
No, like he can run a little bit. Like he's not terrible.
Yeah.
But last four games, man, you were ass. And then you got hurt. Like, that's the way the NFL works.
It's a neck injury.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, like, you're cooked, pal. And he doesn't have...
And then it was ACL? Or
negative, negative aura. I mean, he doesn't get less aura than him. Like, you can make fun of Tatum all you want.
I don't know.
You can. There's no less. Or
the other ass guys.
That's true. Honestly, I think he takes the cake. I think he's the most aura and less.
Least aura?
He has the least aura. I think out of maybe any professional athlete, he's up there.
I gotta think about that one, but you might be right.
We could do another episode, but. Anyways, Daniel Jones, welcome to the club. And what happened, what really happened is his price range went from $5 million to $40 million. And everyone was right, this is ridiculous. Yeah, so you are now ass.
Which we all knew from the beginning. That's the thing. We all knew it.
Yep. The second he inked it, we knew.
Yep.
And then he played four games, got injured, and it got way worse.
There was like a 7% chance for it. Maybe he builds off of last year.
Gets oh, yeah.
Better. And then the rest of me was just like, this was not a good deal.
Well, what sucked is, not sucked, but
trade.
They blew it on the Eagles playoff game. They blew it. They had their one chance for Daniel Jones to get any sort of love, and they freaking blew it.
And they got beat 1,000-0.
They got us talking that way. They were going to like make a run at the Super Bowl.
We were a little nervous, and I know the Eagles were nervous too.
Oh, yeah. The whole week leading up, everyone's like, oh, taking the Giants.
It's because he's Eli Manning. That's why.
I think and I think in a couple of years, he's going to be way worse than Eli Manning.
Oh, yeah. But that's what it felt like, because they beat that Vikings team that was fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
Had, like, a negative point differential, even though they were 12-5 or whatever. They win that game. It's like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that game was a coin toss. And then they go into Philly and just get
railed.
That was the beginning of the end, I think.
I think that was it. No, I don't think there was a beginning of the end. I think that was the end. Like, there was, like, the Daniel Jones run lasted, like, maybe 5 weeks. Earned him a contract, though.
Yeah, that's right. He got paid. Dable, too.
Yeah.
He's
on the hot seat. Sweetheart. Prove himself.
Do this with the coaches next week.
Coaching tears. Number 27. All right. We're up. There's a rookie in the house. He just got the invite straight from the draft. I don't feel bad about it. He shouldn't have been picked there. I'll die on this hill. If he becomes like an all pro, like, I guess I'll buy a jersey. I don't know. But Mr. Bo Picks is in the ass category. Welcome to the ass. The stink is on you ever since number 12, your name was called.
If he makes a Pro Bowl, there has to be some sort of punishment.
I will take
and not
it.
Not like a fluky Pro Bowl. Like,
no, yeah, he needs to be a starter. He needs to be a starter. I'm in for a punishment because, like, I'm so out on Sean Payton. I'm so out on the Broncos. I don't want anything to do with this hot mess. And he's the poster boy. He's the poster boy of this hot mess. And it's going to be real funny when him and Zach Wilson are and Drew Lock are interchanging. Not Drew Lock. Jared Stidham. No, my guy, Jared Stidham. When they're a three-headed monster.
Lock is...
He went to the Giants.
Oh, did he get a chance?
Yeah. But I don't see... Yeah, he's got aura. I don't see a world where Bo Picks is an all-pro, and I'll die on the hill, I guess. My brother's asking where Mac Jones is.
Bo Picks,
too. I'm not getting a Bo Picks tattoo. Hell no.
Mac Jones got traded the Jaguars, right?
Yeah, he's on the Jags.
Like ages ago,
doesn't it?
The NFL offseason, we spend like a couple weeks on it, and then I literally forget it until the season starts. And I remember, like, Wentz.
It's the best part about the podcast.
Like, Wentz will just show up and be like, what?
He just walks into training camp. What's up?
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, boys?
Bo Nix, prove me wrong. If this fires you up, if you want to make a clip of some kid in his basement saying your ass and put it in the locker room, do it. I dare you. Prove me wrong. I'm in.
Oh, there's more than this clip.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Find it. Dig foot through it. Any draft podcast, I am ripping on you. Go right ahead, Bo Nix.
Before that, too.
Prove me wrong. Oh yeah. I've been watching you since Auburn, pal. You're trash. Yep. All right. And it's funny. He's an ass out of the principle that she never should have been a first-round pick. Never deserved to be a first-round pick. Yeah. The Bronny James of first-round picks, it goes to Bo Nix. And the leader, riding in on his chariot, calling all of the other ass quarterbacks to his helm. The great one is speaking. Everyone, Derek Carr is in session. Boom, boom, boom. Derek Carr, the great one.
My fellow ass man.
The holy ass. Derek Carr. I was listening to Pardon My Take today, and they had Derek Carr on. And
I saw that. I figured.
And I
have a chance to at least.
It was perfect timing. It was like a little like he has like one last shot right before like, the tier rankings.
I gotta bring this guy some person.
Yeah, and it didn't change. Normally, like the interviews will give me I think because I'm sitting there, I'm listening to the podcast. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, Derek Carr, say something I can use. Just give me something. Like I'm looking for something, and apparently he blocks people on Twitter, so I think that I have a new goal in mind. We have Rattler comments from my brother. Even greater reason for why he's in the ass category. Starting over the future GOAT of the NFL, Spencer Rattler. Look, Derek Carr doesn't do it for me. You can throw all the stats in the world at me. If you want a real argument, you can throw all the stats in the world at me. He's never going to win a Super Bowl, and he's never going to be important in winning a Super Bowl. I'm sorry, I said it. It's not gonna happen.
If everyone knows that this hatred is because of fantasy football.
No. It's because he makes so much damn money.
Yes, it is. Because
of fantasy. Alright, it could be a little bit because of fantasy football. But it's rooted and it serves true. He's not a good quarterback. You're never gonna want him in a winning situation. When have you ever watched a Derek Carr game and told me, man,
I agree.
That was a great game by Derek Carr throughout the whole game.
maybe a senior or third year. Look at his.
He did have. He was like top five MVP. I was gonna say, was it three? Top three MVP.
The only.
I do remember that year. I think we talk about it every year. He had it. He had the 1 year, but.
That's.
Sorry, man. Those days are over. You're out.
He's had some good years, man.
I'm telling you, throw all the stats you want at me. None of those stats are those. I just don't even trust them.
4,000 yards, 4 years in a row. Don't trust them.
4,000 yards. 4,000 yards. Come on. Rookies can do 4,000 yards at this point. 17 games. You're throwing for six.
That was before the 17 game season. All
right, whatever. I don't care.
Wait, we've done 3 years of 17 games?
Yeah, I think so.
That's shocking.
He had over 30 touchdowns once.
He's never started less than 15 games in a season.
Good for him. He's never thrown more than 30 touchdowns besides once. Like, come on here. Like, if you want...
He's in the ass category for me.
I'm glad. He's the leader of it.
I'm just, every time I look at it, every time we do this, I look at his numbers and I am surprised.
Yeah, it's surprising numbers, but they're all fluff. It's all fluff numbers. So, I mean, he had almost 5,000 yards in 2021 and 23 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. That's dog shit, dude. That is what we were talking about Russell Wilson this year. Like, we were bitching about Russell Wilson doing that this year. He's not good. Not good. I'm gonna have an aneurysm if we keep going. So,
okay, is that your last one?
That's it.
Anyone else to ask?
No.
Okay. I had basically the same with Daniel Jones, who I think is my ass king.
Nice.
Derek Carr, and then for some reason this guy was on the tier thing that I did, but Sam Darnold is also an ass.
Oh yeah, if he starts, he's definitely an ass.
Yeah.
He might start. So yeah,
that wraps it up. He might start.
Yeah, that's weird. Be ass. Yeah, he will be ass. I think he probably should start. Give JJ some leeway. You got a good point. All right, that does it. I
shrugged. I got a good point.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about it. Sam Darnold, man. They're not going to be good anyways. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We hope that jumbled mess you enjoyed. We're going to have two very nice tier lists posted by tomorrow night. We're going to give ourselves 24 hours here. You can comment. Please comment. Tell us what we got wrong. Tell us how stupid we are. And we'll see you guys all next week. Thanks for listening.